Hi, this is Phyllis Michaelitis, and welcome to the first episode of Sales Training Solution Podcast. We're creating a series of podcasts to help you create professional-looking videos without the expense of a professional crew. Many people fear public speaking, and even more, making and sharing a video, so they won't even attempt it. My business partner, John Schweitzer, and I decided to create a podcast series to help you overcome this fear and create videos that will increase your credibility and your sales opportunities. In our series, we'll discuss things like hardware and software, presence and appearance, and some of the types of things to share on your video. Today, we're going to share a few notes on why use video and then talk about getting you ready for a video shoot. Why is it important to get videos out there for your business, you ask? Video is the next best thing to being there in person. With the technology available today, video allows you to share your story with thousands or even millions of people. It extends the possibility of your reach to everyone around the globe that's on the internet. Communicating on video increases your credibility and the perception of your trustworthiness. People associate video with expertise. Marketing research shows that video can increase your sales as much as 80%. So you can include it in your homepage, in social media, and you can share a link in your newsletter. People view over 100 million videos on the internet every day. Now sure, some of them are of babies and piano playing cats, but there's also lots and lots of business videos. Now don't worry about looking like a TV or a movie star. People want real people, not Photoshopped images. There are hints and tips from us from our years of experience in both the corporate world and our own business. We'll help you project the very best you. So let's talk about preparing you and getting comfortable for a video shoot. This section of the podcast will provide hints and tips to help you prepare and feel comfortable when recording your video. I'll give you information on what to wear, makeup, yes, for you guys too, your hair, and your presence, including body language and breathing, and then we'll cover a few notes on preparation. So let's start with what to wear. People begin making up an internal story about you the minute they see you, so you want to dress authentically so you can be seen and heard as who you really are. You don't want to feel like a fake that followed someone's advice and created something that you're really not. You also want to add to your comfort level as well as make the right first impression. You'll need to appear professional, polished, and tidy, but still show up as your true self. Then you'll be aligned both inside and outside. Now, when I say professional, it doesn't mean you have to wear a suit. However, you should look neat and your clothes should be up to date and in good repair. This is not the time for those holy jeans that are super casual. Yes, I know Steve Jobs wore jeans and a turtleneck, but remember, they were clean, neat, and of good quality. Your clothes should be in colors and styles that complement your overall appearance and truly reflect the real you. Don't wear pattern clothes, though. And guys, if you're wearing ties, not heavily patterned ties. You should also avoid logos other than your own. Why? Because they cause distractions and they can impact the video quality by causing something camera crews call a moiré effect. So if you are wearing your own logo or you have a pattern tie, do a test first to make sure that you don't get the moiré effect. Solid colors are best, but make sure you avoid very bright colors. Also note that some real dark colors like black or a bright white are acceptable in moderation or with other colors such as a white shirt with a medium blue sweater. Why? Because it can look like a big solid color blob when it comes across on the video, and you want that definition in your outfit so it looks normal and natural. Remember, you'll be wearing a microphone, so wear something that allows you to connect the microphone discreetly and doesn't cause a background noise. A jacket or a sweater in a complementary or contrasting color is usually a good place for your microphone. Otherwise, it can be connected to the collar of your blouse or shirt, but make sure it doesn't pull down on it or it will distract. Speaking of colors, ensure the color you wear does not blend in with the background. You want to stand out. If I was not filming in my home office, I usually would bring several different sets of clothes to make sure that I had something that fit in well with the environment. That will avoid having to do a do-over. Now let's talk a bit about hair and makeup. An important point here is to have a haircut several days before making the video so you look fresh but natural and neat. You should ensure that your hair is off your face, except for women who wear bangs. Those should be appropriate length and not cover your eyes. Both men and women can use hairspray or styling gel to keep your hair in place. When we worked at Xerox, our camera crew would apply a small amount of powder to the faces of both men and women to reduce the shine. In the case of both men and women getting shiny or perspiring under the lights, we kept tissues handy or we used shine eraser and blotting sheets. Those are sold at the drugstore for $10 or less. For women, I suggest using your regular makeup unless you're going with a professional makeup artist for the video shoot. I also suggest that you stay with your day level of makeup. When you apply heavy makeup like evening wear or what we see with some of the reality shows, it will diminish the appearance of authenticity and distract from your message. For men, the above-mentioned powder and something to blot the moisture is all that you need. Let's talk about presence and nonverbal communication. There's a lot of research on this topic. In fact, I found documentation stating that between 55 and 65% of communication is body language, and about 30 to 38 is your voice. Your body language reveals your emotions and your thoughts. Yet, many people pay very little or no attention to the nonverbal messages they're sending. Looking prepared sets the stage for success. Your confidence and comfort level is communicated to your audience before you even begin to speak. Presence expert Amy Cuddy tells us that research shows the way you carry yourself is a source of personal power. It's the key to presence and allows you to show up as your true self. So take time to sit or stand up straight and attentive, taking both physical and temporal space. You can learn more about increasing your presence and power posing in Amy's book called Presence. Smiles and laughter are contagious. A smile costs you nothing, but the reward is great. A genuine smile includes not only the corners of the mouth, but also those little crow's feet around the eyes. Your eyes reflect the smile from within. Communicate the emotions that match your storyline and smile when it's appropriate. Gestures can add emotion and excitement to your story, but they can also look stilted and they can be very distracting. Use gestures for emphasis and impact, but use them sparingly. Avoid closed gestures like folded arms, and don't let your gestures become the center of attention. If you're energetic and passionate about your story, you'll be perceived as more likable and inspiring. Your enthusiasm and likability will increase your ability to persuade your audience. However, don't get so excited that you start pacing. It's very distracting. And remember, keep your head up and stand straight. Slouching communicates a lack of confidence. Now let's talk about voice. Speaking strong and confident commands the attention of the audience. Confidence and strength in your voice can come from confidence in your story and your message, as well as practice. Speaking up with the right volume and inflection will focus your listener on your message. Find the balance between whispering and yelling. Yelling reminds the audience of those commercials that they mute. Stand straight, as good posture has a positive effect on your breathing. Slouching causes you to take smaller breaths, and then you run out of air at the end of a sentence. Less air can also have a negative impact on your phrasing. Proper breathing can help you appear more confident and speak with a much smoother flow. So, take deep diaphragmatic breaths and then let the air out as you speak. Varying the pitch of your voice will prevent you from sounding monotone. You want to find your low and your middle voice so that your story and your message sounds important to the listener. If you want to learn more about improving your voice, you can purchase the CD series, Voice Coach in a Box, Roger Love's Vocal Power, Speaking with Authority, Clarity, and Conviction. Roger is a voice coach to famous speakers, movie stars, and singers. I have the CD, and I've seen Roger in person a couple of times. It's really great advice. Finally, let's talk about preparation and practice. The author, journalist, and speaker Malcolm Gladwell said, "Practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. It's the thing you do that makes you good." Steve Jobs was a master showman, and he was relentless in his preparation. Some people think you should practice and memorize every word of your script, but this isn't true. You want to connect with the audience, and you want to sound genuine and natural. And it's difficult to sound authentic when you recite a memorized script. If you memorize your message word for word, you may forget a word in the middle, and that's going to throw you off mentally. Practice the concept and the intent, not the exact words. Some professionals practice silently, while others feel it's important to practice aloud. When we write something out, we tend to use more stilted language, and it looks like something from language arts class in school or an English or journalism class in college. It doesn't sound natural. I practice aloud so I'm comfortable with the flow and how the words sound. Practicing aloud also helps me with the pace and phrasing as you learn where you can breathe in air without affecting your flow. It will help you identify the rough patches, and it'll give you a feel for your timing, flow, and emphasis. Don't forget to time your message. The average person speaks about 150 words a minute. That will give you a good idea if you're on pace for the time you plan for your video. Studies at Harvard University and by independent researchers have shown the strongest predictor of who will win the business, the vote, get the job, or change the mind of the listener are the traits of confidence, comfort level, and passionate enthusiasm. So get a friend or a family member to listen to your message and give you honest feedback before you record it. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. We'll be back shortly with another podcast to help you make great videos and grow your business. You can also visit our website, www.salestrainingsolutions.com, for more hints and tips or courses. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.